to NHL or not to NHL? That is the question. Written by Whaleweg. With
Dara Liz as Dex.
Hello Moon as Nursey.
And Chaos Kiro as the narrator. Nursey finds Dex hunched in the Faber stands, elbows on his knees, staring out at the ice.
So, Dexalicious, you make a decision about the NHL yet?
He asks, flopping down on the seat next to him.
No.
No, you haven't decided, or...
No, I'm not going to the NHL.
Nursey is momentarily stunned into silence. Dex and Chowder were both, he thought, definitely going for it.
What the fuck, man? Why not?
Dex stares out at the ice for a small eternity. Nursey doesn't think he's ever seen Dex look so serious.
It just wouldn't be the same.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's a whole new level of hockey.
No, it's not. I mean, yeah, but that's not...
Dex cuts himself off with an exasperated sigh.
I don't...
You don't?
I don't want to play hockey without you.
Dex finally spits out with a grimace. Nursey blinks rapidly, trying to process this.
I mean, I'm flattered, dude, but I promise there are players better than me in the NH fucking L.
Better players, sure.
Ouch, Dexy.
But I've never connected with someone on the ice like you, and I really don't think I will again. I mean, I know where you are without even looking, without even thinking about it. I can't know what it's like to play like that, and then try to play hockey without it. Fuck, that season you broke your arm was total shit. I hated it. I don't want that to be my whole career. So, you know, no NHL.
Nursey feels a bit like he swallowed a very small live crab that is currently trying to claw its way either back up his throat or out his chest wall. Yeah, he's not bad at hockey. He's playing on an NCAA team. But he's not a phenomenal player. He's definitely not worth...
What the fuck, Will? You can't throw away your whole future.
He expects Dex to snap back. If they fought the way they did their first 2 years, at least Nursey would feel like he was back on solid ground. Instead, Dex finally turns to look at him, one eyebrow raised, small smile on his face, like Nursey's the one being ridiculous.
Throw away my whole future by taking a well-paying 9-to-5 job instead of destroying my body and possibly getting brain damage for a job I won't be able to do past 35.
Nursey opens his mouth, then closes it again. Fuck, when he puts it like that.
But you love hockey.
He tries feebly, one last time.
I love playing hockey with you.
Dex says with a shrug, turning back to the ice. 4 years of intense Dex exposure is the only reason Nursey can pick out the additional lines of tension in Dex's shoulders and back. Like he might actually be upset that Nursey is apparently upset by this news. And what the fuck is Nursey upset for anyway? Nursey is the one to sigh now. He turns to face the ice too, mostly so he can knock his shoulder into Dex's.
Sorry I ruined hockey for you,
he says, leaning slightly into Dex instead of immediately pulling back. He's rewarded by Dex's snort and Dex leaning back into him.
Didn't ruin it. Made it too good.
Nursey's never been accused of making anything too good before. The very tiny crab in his throat seems to have severed his vocal cords, though, so he just thunks his head down on Dex's shoulder like he does when he's tired on the bus. To his surprise, Dex almost immediately rests his head on top of Nursey's, which usually doesn't happen until Dex falls asleep. He's not sure how long they sit like that before Dex says softly,
"I was, looking at some internships in New York, if you know anyone looking for a roommate."
Dex knows full well Nursey's got a publishing internship lined up in New York.
"Yeah, I might know a guy. Here he's kind of a mess, though."
"Well, they say better the mess you know than the mess you don't."
"Do they?"
"Mm-hmm."
"So awesome."